me on the
Everything
phone.
Everything is live. Even when you tape, you got to say it's live.
Hey, Steve, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing?
I was just about to introduce you. Joining me now, in case you don't recognize that voice, Steve Smith, of course, former MSU and NBA All-Star. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I know you're in the middle of all kinds of preparations for tomorrow's charity golf outing, so I appreciate you stepping aside for just a couple of minutes. I wanted to get in a little promotion for the event. Love having you in town, of course, as well. Tell us about the event tomorrow. It's the 12th annual Steve Smith Charity Challenge. Tell us about it.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, 12 years we've got a chance to partner up with the Mid-Michigan Club. We're having it at the Lansing Country Club, and I think tee-off time is around noon. We raise a lot of money, and I think also awareness for the local charities, also for my charity that I provide for kids from my high school to get a chance to attend Michigan State. And then we raise money for the club, which is the Mid-Michigan Club, where they do a lot of special things of giving their own scholarship and helping different entities around, you know. So it's just been a blast. If you look at it 12 years ago, time flies when you're having fun and everything is run like clockwork.
And has it really run like clockwork? I've been involved with events, not perhaps on this scale, but to last 12 years and to keep getting bigger and better, that's quite an achievement in itself.
It is. I mean, we've been full, you know, as far as participation with golfers every year. And then you look at it, we have the dinner afterwards. And I would encourage everybody who are not golfers, and I don't want to say, you know, I'm not one either, but I do participate. We have a great time. But I think the dinner is great because you get a chance to hear from different parties, especially a lot of the old and current players come out. We have a lot of the existing coaches come out to get us supported. So I think it's a great time. If you could get out there, I think the dinner will be around 4:35. And it's just a great fun, great food, and great awareness, and just fun for Spartans to get together.
Well, can people still get in on this? As you mentioned, registration is at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Is there still any room or ways to participate?
Yes, I think it's one or maybe two portions left, but I think it's always a lot of room for the dinner. You know, no matter how many people register for the dinner, we'll just keep adding more tents and more chairs, and people can come.
Should we just have people get a hold of folks at the Lansing Country Club then, or is there another spot?
Yes,
is that good, you
know,
as any?
The Mid-Michigan Club, you can get a chance to look up on their website and to get a chance to register y'all to the Lansing Country Club. They do a good job of getting the awareness out there in the news. So either way, you know, we're looking for people to come out.
And how are things going at the Claribel Smith Student Athlete Academic Center? Of course, a donation from you got that center going, named for your mother. How are things going there?
You know, things are going terrific because when I get a chance to be around the country and see some of the family members of some of the players and also some of the former players, and when they just say, hey, it was just a blessing to say thank you, because a lot of players now are finishing their commitment as a student athlete in Michigan State. Some may be going to become professional players and some not, but they're all pretty much are getting their degrees, are still working toward and accelerating a little bit quicker than without the building. So I'm extremely happy with the building's providing for the student athletes.
Well, and that's the part of it that was important to you, that they would move on to whatever their career, whether it be basketball or whatever athletic career they had, that they had the basis of a phenomenal education.
Yes, you're totally right. I mean, and it's just great. And throughout their 4 years while they're here, you know, which was different for me. You know, when you grow on the road, you have all the tutors. Jim Pignatero, which heads everything at my mom's building, Claribel Smith Center, does an excellent job. You know, they get a chance to have tutors and their teachers and their professors. They get a chance to keep communications with them. And then a lot of times, you know, they bring the professors and teachers over to the building where the student athletes getting hands-on tutoring, and so it's turned out great.
In terms of the scholarship that you endowed, that is going well as well?
It is. I started in 1997. I've had all the kids come through and graduate. I have three or four kids now in their master's program, and I have four right now attending Michigan State. So I think it's been going really good, and, you know, just bringing more awareness to it, getting a chance to grow that, and that's where you can look at my website, SteveSmithCharitableFund.org, where you get a chance to have more information about it.
And tell folks what you're up to these days.
You know me, broadcasting for NBA TV.
That's right.
For Turner Company. I do a little bit of moonlight with the Big Ten, and also I got a chance to unbelievably get a chance to cover the Final Four through CBS. So living a dream, getting a chance to watch basketball, give my opinion, and get paid for it. So I'm in a, you know, one of those bubbles where I hope it never bursts.
Well, you're doing a phenomenal job on it as well. I appreciate you taking the time to spend a few minutes with us tonight. We'll follow up later and see how the event goes tomorrow. We're hoping that you have great weather. I think it looks like you might. So, Steve, thank you very much for your time. I know you're in the middle of it all this evening. Thanks for your time this evening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We've been